This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Pentecost Wednesday. First posted May 28, 2008. Romans 4:18-25. Justification by faith. Paraphrase. In faith, Abraham believed Lot seemed hopeless, from a human perspective, that he would become the father of many nations, by the Lord's promise, so shall your descendants be, as numerous as the stars in the heavens, Genesis 15:5. Abraham didn't waver in faith, when he considered that he was at the end of his life, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah was past childbearing age and had never conceived. Abraham never doubted God's promise, but was completely convinced that the Lord was able to do as he had promised, and his faith grew strong as he gave glory to the Lord. So the Lord accounted Abraham as righteous because of Abraham's faith in God's word, Genesis 15:6, and it was recorded in the Bible for our benefit. We will also be accounted righteous if we believe in God who raised, from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and was raised from the dead so that we could be acquitted of sin. Commentary. The Lord intends to establish an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly trust and obey Him. He has designed this temporal world to allow us free choice to trust and obey His word or not, and to learn by trial and error, but He will not allow rebellion and disobedience in His eternal kingdom. He knew that if He gave us free choice we would choose to do our will rather than His. So we are all guilty of sin, disobedience of God's will, Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. But God loves us and doesn't want us to perish eternally, Romans 5:8, John 3:16. Jesus is God's only provision for forgiveness of our sin and for salvation from eternal condemnation and destruction, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. God has promised to forgive and save all who believe His promise in Jesus Christ. Salvation is by grace, a free gift, unmerited favor, to be received by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9. Abraham was the father of the nation of Israel, and also the spiritual father of all who believe God's word in the Bible, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5:14, the living word. Since the coming of Jesus Christ, the church is the new Israel, the new people of God. There is a day of judgment coming for each one of us at the end of our lifetime on this earth. We will all be accountable to the Lord for what we have done in this lifetime. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life during this lifetime and will enter God's eternal kingdom in heaven. Those who had rejected Jesus and had refused to trust and obey Him will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Abraham was accounted righteous in God's judgment because Abraham believed, trusted and obeyed God's word. We who believe God's word will similarly be accounted righteous, justified, vindicated, acquitted, in the day of judgment. Saving faith is not merely intellectual assent. Believing in Jesus isn't just adding His name to the end of our prayers, and claiming Him as our Lord when trouble happens, Luke 6:46, Matthew 7:21-27. Saving faith is trusting and obeying Jesus. Faith begins like a tiny mustard seed, Luke 13:19, Matthew 17:20, simply our yes to trust and obey the Lord. As we begin to trust and obey, the Lord will show us that He is able and faithful to do what He promises, and will cause our faith to grow to spiritual maturity. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.